Today's podcast is brought to you by the Diamond XL earrings from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. You can get a pair of stunning 1-carat diamond alternative earrings for only $79. Go to DiamondXL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I might have used words at the time that I didn't understand were trafficking in anti-Semitism.
Okay, you didn't know that?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
We are doing the work that is about collaborating around the small businesses that will need to do the work.
I don't understand a word you're saying.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Words and phrases, downhill, wrong track, disaster. Full 71% of Americans say the nation is on the wrong track. We are in the longest sustained period of a wrong track number that high in the history of our poll.
Whoosh. Should Joe Biden run again for president? He'll be 86 by the time his second term is over.
Yes, he should run again.
Why?
And he is running again. Because he has gotten a tremendous amount done.
You serious?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Someone wants us to mention the names of all these Republicans who want to keep Ilhan Omar on the Foreign Relations Committee. She says it's Islamophobic. It's okay for her to talk about the Benjamins and Israel hypnotizing the world population. That's okay because she's a refugee, don't you know? She engaged in several unfortunate marriages, including one to her brother. And she's an African. So she can say whatever she wants. But if you say, you know, hey, maybe you shouldn't engage in this kind of open and gross rank anti-Semitism, then you're an Islamophobe. So someone wants us to name the people who are saying that they're not going, the Republicans who say they're not going to vote to remove her. Nancy Mace, again, she's the South Carolina congresswoman who voted to impeach Trump in one of the show trials. She says she hasn't made up her mind yet. Victoria Spartz, she opposes McCarthy's plan to evict Omar. Two wrongs do not make a right. Ken Buck, again, he's a MAGA Republican. He's a member of the House Freedom Caucus. He says he doesn't want to do it either. Speaker has no wiggle room because there's a guy named Greg Stubbe, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correct, from Florida. He's injured. He's at home. I guess he's got some kind of, I don't know how he injured himself, but he's not there. So he doesn't have Stubbe's vote to get her off the committee. So that's the way it's going right now. 844-500-4242. A handful of Republicans may save Ilhan Omar's committee seat. All right. Let's see. I want to read a couple of stories here. We got a lot of news to get to here. Try not to let what I'm about to tell you destroy your faith in the integrity of the Democrat Party. A former Sebastopol, California mayor, Robert Jacob, was convicted of 6 felony crimes involving sexual abuse of a minor child this month. He's a one-time cannabis entrepreneur. That means he's a marijuana dealer. He first contacted the victim with the intent to commit a specific offense. He arranged to meet the victim. He offered to provide transportation to the underage victim. He ultimately committed acts of sexual abuse against the victim, who was under the age of 15. The victim met Democrat Jacob on the Grindr dating app, and the two exchanged nude photos before Jacob escalated the relationship. He paid him $75 after each you-know-what. Jacob is not the only Sonoma County Democrat to face credible accusations of sexual abuse. Former Windsor Mayor Dominic Fapoli resigned from the town council in 2021 after a San Francisco Chronicle investigation uncovered accusations of sexual assault or misconduct against at least 14 women. Women? a Democrat was assaulting women in the San Francisco area. Apprehensions of illegal aliens crossing into Vermont along its border with Canada have more than doubled in a little over 3 months compared to the last 2 years, a Customs and Border Protection CBP official said. A 743% increase in the Swanton section, which encompasses all of Vermont. In December, the Swanton sector captured a record 441 people crossing illegally from Canada. And I dare say all 441 of them are now on welfare somewhere. 844-500-4242. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Good afternoon, Howie. Long time no talk to. How's things going down in Florida?
Very well, indeed. It's a beautiful day down here. It's a little warmer than it is. I'm sorry.
It's a beautiful day here. I have a question for you. How do you see that the Republicans are eating their young again? Do you know what I mean?
In what sense?
In what sense? They can't even get together to throw the subversive off of the Foreign Relations Committee, which is an important committee.
I agree. If anyone deserved to be tossed, those three people deserve to be tossed off. And also, do these three Republican Sparts Buck and Mace, do they expect that they're going to get any gratitude from the Democrats if their Democrats regain control of the House down the road? Of course not. They're fools, I think.
What do they think they're going to get? They're alienating themselves on both ends of the stick.
I agree. I just Ilhan Omar is a horrible, horrible human being. They're all three of them are, Swalwell and Schiff as well, in slightly different ways. I would say Ilhan Omar is the worst of the three. But, you're right. The Republicans aren't going to get anything. Schiff was out there yesterday again promoting the Russian collusion hoax. And Swalwell is denying that he ever had sex with Fang Fang, even though, McCarthy, who was, on that committee of eight, which gets all the intelligence reports, that's four Democrats, four Republicans, he made it pretty clear that they had overwhelming evidence that Swalwell was in bed, literally, with this Russian spy. Thanks for the call. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Yes, Howie Carr. I want to ask you a question. All the hotel in New York want to throw out the illegal because the state not paying them. You say it's getting chaos. And all the illegal, I bet you, coming to Newark, because we are 15 men away in Newark,
right.
The PAC stream. I don't know what the hell we're going to do.
I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what you're going to do either. I'll tell you, someone who's not going to help you, your former mayor, now the senator, Cory Booker. He's going to welcome him with open arms. He's going to send T-Bone out there to make sure to turn their beds down and put a couple of chocolates on the pillow like they're at a nice, like they're back at the nice Watson Hotel in New York City.
And little cherry. Listen, how much the New York hotel cost? About $400, right?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it can go a lot higher if you go to like the Four Seasons or something. But yeah, I'd say the average price is like $400, $500, $600 a night. Yeah.
Wow. That's terrible. And
then they bring in the food. Mr. Garcia, they bring in the food for them, too. And then they say, we don't like this food. We're going to bring in our hot plates. You'd be thrown out of the hotel if you're an American citizen and you brought in a hot plate to one of these hotels and you got caught. But they're not being caught. And then now Brooklyn is too downscale for them. They don't want to leave Manhattan. Did you read that story about the four Mexicans who got a BMW and they put stolen plates on it and then they drove out to Long Island and stole $12,000 shoplifted from a Macy's out there?
Yes. And how the mayor of Chicago, is she going, when? That's disgusting, the mayor of Chicago. She goes, I don't know how she can win. It's terrible.
most of
the mayor.
I could tell you how she could win. Most of the Americans have left Chicago.
Yeah, maybe she's going to win.
All right, thank you, Mr. Garcia. That's how they win. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Just wanted to, under the category tit for tat, I'm waiting for the Republicans to impeach Brandon. When's that going to happen?
You know, we always come back to that, though, Jim. I mean, they don't have the votes to convict in the Senate. So what the hell is the point, you know? So, I mean, the thing is, they can take Ilhan Omar and Swalwell and Schiff off these committees.
But my point is, if they at least go through the process, because, I mean, they had nothing on Trump.
Right.
They got something on Biden.
They got more than something. They got everything on Biden. Everything.
Get the House to vote for it, and let's see. I'm calling from Maine. I'd like to see how Susan Collins would vote for that.
I tell you, Jim, you have no doubt in your mind that she would vote no. She would vote against him, against convicting him in the Senate. Do you? You don't have any doubt, do you?
No. I mean, when she finally got married, the senator, she had Hillary Clinton put her shower on for her. So I guess that's enough said. I haven't voted for her since I found that out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, weddings are weddings. You know, Trump, when he got married to Melania at the Episcopal Church in Palm Beach, he had the Clintons as his guest, and I'm sure a lot of other odious Democrats. So I don't think that's disqualifying. But she's just she's a bit of a squish. I mean, we're very lucky that she voted for Kavanaugh. You know, even a broken clock is right twice a day, as they used to say. Thanks for the call, Jim. I'm so excited that my slippers are back in stock, that the My Slippers are back in stock. I have a pair and I love them. They come in plenty of sizes and colors. Here's the best part. When you use promo code Howie, you'll save $90 a pair for what I call heaven on your feet. That makes them under $50, which is an amazing deal. Their exclusive patented four-layer design makes these slippers ultra comfortable and extremely durable. Made with quality leather suede and MyPillow foam and impact gel help prevent fatigue. They'll help relieve stress on your feet. You'll love how they're designed to wear indoors and out all day long. They're so comfortable you'll want to get some for your whole family. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code Howie. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Square, where you'll find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and the MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
So I'm told Nancy Mace did not vote to impeach Trump, but he campaigned against her in the primaries, and she didn't win by much. The only female Republican congressman who voted to impeach Trump was Liz Cheney. Although there were two impeachments, we got to check both votes to be sure.
The first vote was along party lines the first time around.
All straight party lines?
Straight across, yep.
Okay. And then the second one, which was even more bogus than the first one.
10 defectors.
10 defectors, and I think 7 or 8 of them are no longer in Congress. Too bad the other 3 aren't gone, too. With rising inflation, food and heating costs rising? rising. Families are feeling the financial pinch as they struggle to make ends meet. Preparation is key. Our friends at ReadyWise have emergency food kits that will provide peace of mind. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie23 at checkout to save 23% on your order. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should House GOP members allow Representative Ilhan Omar to remain on the Foreign Affairs Committee because, quote, two wrongs don't make a right? Yes, the GOP must turn the other cheek, or no, the GOP must play the game like Democrats?
No, the GOP must learn to play the game like Democrats.
98% say play it like the Dems do.
All right. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, it's amazing how many Democrats in sheep's clothing there are in the Republican Party, and yet there's not one Republican in sheep's clothing in the Democrat Party. Pitiful. Yeah, somebody noted that the other day, that like at least half of the Republicans in Congress, you know, are basically Democrats in sheep's clothing, as you put it. But yet, there used to be two or three Democrats who were basically Republicans. I don't think there's any now. 844-500-4242. South Carolina Rep. Tom Rice voted to impeach 45. He was defeated last year by Russell Fry, who was announced on Saturday at the Trump rally to head the South Carolina Trump election campaign. All right. 844-500-4242. Eddie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eddie.
Yes, Howie. Speaking of which, I hope you had a chance either catch a little bit of Trump either in New Hampshire or South Carolina.
I watched him in New Hampshire for a while.
Yeah. Okay. And he did, you know, well, my point is this, though, right? Fox News, they don't carry his speeches or anything, but they don't even mention. They don't even mention the fact that he was in New Hampshire or South Carolina, right? And I saw McLaughlin on the weekend. Trump is beating Biden. He's beating the whole field in the primary. So how could they ignore an ex-president who's ahead of everybody in the polls right now, right? I mean, those
Can I answer in two words? Eddie? Paul Ryan. He's on the board of News Corp, which owns Fox.
I know, and they got
two more words? Kelly Ayotte. I'll give you a few more words. The Murdoch sons. They don't like him. I mean, I was just screwing around down by the pool. You know, I was with my computer, and one of my neighbors came up to me and said, hey, Trump's going to be on in New Hampshire. So, you know, I said, we can watch it. And so I just tuned up Newsmax. That's why Newsmax is a valuable addition to the media landscape. And that's why they're getting screwed by DirecTV, Eddie. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Andrew, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, Andrew. Howie, thanks for taking the call. Hope Florida's treating you well. Hey, if you see Orange Man down there, tell him Cape Codders say hi and we miss him.
Okay, I'm gonna be over there on Wednesday night, as a matter of fact, with a guy from Cape Cod. I won't name him so he doesn't get canceled, but we're gonna be over there for the seafood buffet. It's one of the great events of every week. Taylor can tell you about it, right, Taylor?
Very, very good. Yes.
Go ahead.
You notice a pattern here with Ilhan Omar. You notice she keeps getting the boot from different things in different places. First, she got the boot from, Somalia. I really don't think she fled. I think they couldn't wait to get rid of her. Then she gets the boot from that trip to Israel. Now she's getting the boot from this foreign committee position. You think what do you think the chances are it's not really about Islamophobe, and it's more about the fact that she's just a wholly unlikable person that nobody wants anything to do with?
Well, apparently the people in her district like her. She was running against a football player this time, an ex-football player, who I thought was a pretty decent candidate. But, you know, she still prevailed pretty easily, first in the primary and then in the general election. But, you know, Andrew, here's the thing. She's laughing all the way to the bank. I mean, she doesn't have any skills. She's not a lawyer. You know, she's not an entrepreneur. But she's making $200,000 a year. And, you know, with the way the tax laws are written, she's probably it's really closer to what a normal person would be making if they were making $300,000 a year, because she's not paying hardly any federal income taxes, if any at all. So I mean, she has a pretty good gig for as long as she wants it. You know, all of these Congress critters, though, and that's why they fight tooth and nail to keep their jobs. It's just outrageous, and I don't think she's going anywhere. If anyone ever got close to her, they would claim Islamophobia again, just what she's claiming right now. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. One of the favorite sites I go to every morning is powerlineblog.com. It's just a fantastic aggregation of stories and comments about them. And they had a great one over the weekend. John Heinderocker had a post about a story from NPR, and the headline was, "Who Wants to Be White?" And I've been talking about this for years, but it's becoming even clearer and clearer. The Middle Easterners and North Africans, they thought they had struck pay dirt. They thought they'd reached the promised land under Obama. They were going to be considered non-white, so they'd be eligible for, well, everything, you know. And so Trump said, "This is BS," and he put them back in the white classification, and they've been bitching and moaning ever since. So now they think they've got Biden to make them non-white again. So let the good times roll, you know. It's a wonderful thing. And John Heinderocker wrote about this today. I just like to talk about this topic, because I've heard people talking about this for 30 years. I mentioned the Egyptian cab driver I had in New York City. He regaled me with stories about how he was being oppressed by being considered a white person. And I said, you know, you're talking to the wrong guy. I'm half Irish. I consider myself a non-white, and I'm getting no satisfaction either. My demands for reparations go unanswered. John Heinderocker, don't you think that this is it's a sad story, but it's also pretty hilarious at the same time, isn't it?
Howie, it is such a sign of the times, right? We keep hearing about white privilege. Well, the truth is, we all know, Howie, that whites are the last people to get discriminated against. And everybody is scrambling to get out of the dreaded white category. So ever since we started affirmative action in 1969, the white population keeps dwindling because people are fleeing it. In the 1970s census, they set up this new category of Hispanic. And, of course, you could be white and still be Hispanic. It's ethnicity, not race. And then in 1980, the South Asians desperately wanted to get out of the white category, and so they came up.
And who could blame them?
Asian. No, of course, no. I mean, and ironically, of course, Asians are the ones, along with whites, who still get discriminated against today anyway by people like Harvard and North Carolina. But so, yeah, there's this exodus from the white category. So the North Africans and Middle Easterners, and that's people like Egyptians, you know, people of Egyptian descent, Lebanese descent,
right.
Iranian descent. A lot of people don't realize these are all classified as whites by
right.
the United States Census. And they're outraged at that, a lot of them, the activists, because that means they're not eligible for things like preference in small business loans and minority status as a government contractor and just all of the things that, you know, where we have
set asides, they're called,
yeah,
right?
Set aside affirmative action programs of a zillion kinds, you know,
right.
both by every level of government and by private industry and by academia. And you name it. So these Middle Easterners and North Africans desperately want to have their own checkbox. Instead of checking white, they want to be able to check MENA, M-E-N-A, and be eligible for all those goodies.
You know, the question is, if there is so much white privilege, how come Elizabeth Warren didn't get any kind of accolades or good jobs or tenure until she started checking the box, John? I mean, she's the classic example right now, isn't she?
She's as good as any. I mean, there's one reason why she found herself on the faculty of Harvard Law School.
And Penn before that.
Yeah. You know? And it's solely because they billed her as the first Native American Harvard Law professor, which, of course, turned out to be completely bogus. But, Howie, this is one of those things that everybody knows, but a lot of people don't want to say out loud. In our society, we have built in these enormous advantages to not being white, and it's really a corrupt system.
Yeah, it sure is. It's just totally, totally outrageous. And you know, I remember Mike Dukakis when he was governor. He had a cabinet secretary named Manny Carballo. And I said, and I was talking to him one time, just and I this was in like probably 1983. I said, "Man, you're lucky because you could check the box, and you know you or your kids can go anywhere." And he said, "Oh, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That will never be used as a scam." And I'm thinking to myself, you know, Keith Hernandez didn't use it as a scam. Jerry Garcia didn't use it as a scam. Going way back, Leander Perez was one of the leading racists. But now you can do it. You can use the Hispanic name for anything.
Well, sad. It's sad but true. And of course, you know what it takes to qualify as a Hispanic. Remember when George Zimmerman? Remember that whole Trayvon
right.
Martin case, and he
right.
was dubbed by the New York Times a white Hispanic because he had to be white. If he'd gone around calling himself Jorge, you know, everybody would have said, "Well, that guy is Hispanic. He's a minority." It would have been a different case.
Well, Aaron Hernandez, the New England Patriots tight end who, you know, killed all those people. He was always Hispanic until he started killing people. Then he was elevated to white Hispanic, too. And you got that guy in one of the people that was convicted in the George Floyd case in Minnesota. He was what, Cambodian, right?
I think he was Hmong.
Hmong, okay. But he's now an honorary white man, right?
Well, I think he can check the Asian box. I think so.
But I mean, I'm just saying for purposes of CNN and MSNBC.
Yeah. For purposes of going to jail, he became an honorary white man. But you know, one of the things about this, Howie, that's kind of, I don't know what to make of it, but in the next census, the white percentage of the population will decline, assuming the Biden proposal goes through, because there will be these millions of people who are now checking the MENA box, Middle East, North African, who used to be white. And so when this happens, there will be all kinds of news stories about how white population of America is declining. And liberals will be saying, you know, like, we told you so, right? The minorities are taking over. And in truth, it's the same people. They have just been reclassified as MENA.
Yeah. So is Marlo Thomas still alive? So she will now be non-white in the next census.
Right. I have a friend. That's very funny that you mention her, because I've got a friend who emails me almost daily. Brilliant guy, college classmate. And for years, he's been pointing out Danny Thomas, whose real name was some Lebanese name, you know. Danny Thomas would have been shocked if anybody had suggested that he was not white. You know, but now, of course, that's the status you want.
Now, what about Armenians? Are they going to be? I mean, they're going to be the next ones to complain because you know they're just next door to the Lebanese and the Syrians. You know, why should they be labeled white to their eternal eternal
the Armenians,
detriment?
You know, the Armenians are a very successful segment of our society. Like, isn't Cher Armenian? Am I got the right?
Yeah, she is. Yeah, you're right. She is.
The Kardashians are Armenians, and those poor folks, they're kind of stuck betwixt and between. I'm not sure if they. I mean, Armenia is in Asia, right?
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
Do they check the Asian box? Do they have to wait for the MENA box to be able to check that? And will the Kardashians finally stop being discriminated against? That's what I want.
Well, another question, now that you mention it, John, I think about it. So Hispanics, it's not really a racial classification until Richard Nixon, to his eternal chagrin, made them a racial category. When are Muslims going to become a racial category? You know that's got to be, someone's got to be pushing that.
Well, and, you know, as we all know, Islam is a religion. It's not a race, but I assume that this new MENA category is going to take a lot of white Muslims and recharacterize them as, you know, as MENA.
Yeah, I listen to old-time radio shows, and, you know, like Dragnet or Calling All Cars, which are based on the West Coast, and they never have a racial classification for Mexican-Americans, you know? It's just, you know, they give their name, and they say they're looking for them. They're considered WMA, white male Americans. And you know what? That was the way it should have stayed.
Well, the whole Hispanic thing dates to 1970. I mean, this is a very recent construct, and the Census Department just cobbled this thing together where very different populations, you know, Mexican-Americans, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, all these different, you know, never were considered to be some kind of homogeneous group, and all of a sudden they all get classified as Hispanic. But, you know, Howie, the point that I think we should make here, too, people hate this. You know, it's really amazing. I mean, if you talk to people, I mean, you've seen poll data on this over the years. Americans really don't like the fact that we're constantly being divided into different ethnic and racial groups and being treated differently based on the group that we're in. I mean, it's not popular, and yet this crazy affirmative action machine just rolls on and on.
Yeah, I know. What are Portuguese considered, like Brazilians, for example? So if your name ends Gonzalez with an S, I don't think you're eligible for affirmative action. But if you have Gonzalez and it ends with a Z, then you get the cornucopia of federal benefits, I believe.
I don't know. Honestly, I mean, the whole thing is so corrupt. Who knows? Yeah, you're right, though. I mean, Portuguese, they're just Europeans. They're just white, you know. But if the Portuguese guy migrated to Brazil and now comes to America, I think...
So Gisele Bündchen, Tom Brady's ex, I guess she's a minority then, right? She's from Brazil. She's a German from Brazil. But is she eligible right. for the payoffs?
By the way, Howie, for historical reasons that you may remember, there's quite a few Germans in Brazil.
Yes, even more in Paraguay and Uruguay, I believe.
Yeah, right. So we have the spectacle. I don't know, is Gisele well, of course, you know, Hispanics, as they say on the forums, can be of any race. So yeah, I think she would be a white Hispanic.
You know, and again, I'm half Irish, so, you know, a lot of, after the Spanish Armada came around, you know, after being routed by Sir Francis Drake, they didn't kill all the Spanish sailors who got ashore in Ireland. Some of them lived there. And I consider that I have, all of my relatives were Spanish sailors, so I think I'm Hispanic on top of being, you know, Irish. I don't think I should, I think I should have a free ride.
My ancestors pretty much all came from Norway, and unfortunately, that's white. I mean, I think I should start campaigning for a new affirmative action category. I think Scando-Americans should have their own box they can check.
Or you could call it Scamdo-Americans. Oh, no, everybody else is a Scamdo-American. You can be a Scando-American, John.
Right.
All right, I'm glad you wrote this column, because I love to talk about this. It is such a scam, and it's just it gets worse and worse.
And it's so bad for our society. You know, I mean, it's just perpetrating and making worse all of these divisions, and people don't like it. I mean, one of these days we're just going to junk the whole corrupt system.
I hope so. I hope I live to see it. I don't think I will, though. All right, John Hendorocker, it's great to have you on, as always, and thanks for being with us. And if you want to read this, it's a great website to check out every day, powerlineblog.com, powerlineblog.com. You see, I'm putting stories from powerlineblog.com every day on Howie's homework. That's how valuable it is to me. Thank you, John. The new year is here, and whether you're making big changes or just settling back into a consistent routine, chances are you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey. I know that for me, it's crucial. I love to be listening all the time. I can go down, not just walking every morning, but I can go down by the pool and just plug in my Raycons. I don't bother anybody. I can listen to my tunes. I can listen to SwingCityRadio.com or BiltmoreRadio.com. Big band tunes, not bother anybody else. And that's the thing about Raycons. You can listen to your heart's content and no one will complain and say, turn that down or I hate that kind of music. The fact is, a good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable in 2023. For premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. With customized, optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge. Trust me. Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. It's no wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. They have also have three customizable sound profiles that you can use depending on what kind of audio you're getting, whether it's true crime podcasts or big bands or rock or rap or anything else. And they have noise isolation, which you can figure out why that is such a great thing to have. Raycons are the best. I don't know what I would do without them. I don't know what I did before I had my Raycon everyday wireless earbuds. They are just fantastic. And again, they're half the price of the other premium audio brands. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. You won't regret it. Get some for your Valentine, too. Buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off, especially if your Valentine doesn't share your same musical tastes. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
At this time, every Monday, we like to check in to see what our fans are saying about us. We get a lot of love letters, mash notes, etc., in the form of emails, voicemails, even some snail mail. But at this time, every Monday, we check in. Grace puts everything together and sees what everybody's saying, all the nice things they have to say about me, Grace, Taylor, Jared,
yeah, it's humbling.
Everybody.
It's humbling when you have to gather it all every week. So let's start, Howie, with the voicemails. I want to start with one. This one is about Howie Carr. Let's play it. I'm sorry, two.
Balloonhead, when is the last time you were at a dinner party and left your evening gloves there? Come on. And tell that idiot you're talking to, when you're talking, that he's going to shut his mouth. He's not funny.
I wasn't sure if the idiot is Jared or you, Howie. So
what the hell are they talking about?
I don't know. I don't even remember mentioning dinner gloves. But hey, what are you going to do? Taylor also got some hate this week.
Have another cocktail, sir.
Taylor got some hate this week as well.
What's up with the quasi-Canadian way Tucker Taylor says the word yeah?
Yeah.
Sometimes he's dismissive.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes he thinks he's Dirty Harry.
Yeah.
Sometimes he thinks he's an intellectual.
Yeah.
Sometimes he talks about Deerfield.
Yeah. Not good.
Other times he's just a snob.
Yeah.
But whatever you do, don't bring up Sinatra.
Yeah.
This guy listens to a lot of the show. He's a good listener. Howie, we don't have a lot of time, so let's get to cut three.
Hey, Howie, grow a spine. Tell your snot-nosed producer, I'm right, you're wrong, it's my show.
Hey, Taylor, I'm right, you're wrong, it's my show. Mwah show.
What is this in reference to?
I have no idea. I don't know. Am I suffering amnesia this week? They're commenting on things.
No,
I
think this was the poll question from last week about whether the dispatcher handled the call correctly. But you asked me my opinion. I wouldn't have given it unless you had asked.
Yeah. But
I thought that was a good poll question, by the way.
It got conversation going.
I thought it was a good back and forth, which is good radio.
Some would think.
I'm still trying to figure out under what circumstances I mentioned evening gloves, dinner gloves.
Don't worry about it too much.
I think this could be the first time ever in my entire career, maybe my entire life, I've ever mentioned them.
All right, we got one more for you. This is Cut 4.
Yes, caller. Listen to what Howie says. There's not going to be a draft. No one has a better geopolitical mind than Howie. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't Howie say for 5 weeks last year that Russia's not going in? Russia's not going in. Oh, almost a one-year anniversary, Mr. Moron.
Oh, I make mistakes. Russia shouldn't have gone in. And they wouldn't have gone in if Donald J. Trump were still president, or as Biden would call him, Douglas J. Trump. I'm Howie Carr.